Well, let me share with you a study. I bring this up from time to time because it was such a revelation to me as it came to me and as it was told to me, that fear is the opposite of faith. Is this on?
It's me, not you.
How's that?
It's me, not you.
Okay. Children are tying up the snowman. They look a little scared, but he looks confident, I thought. So. Fear, the opposite of faith. When we try to understand faith, we ought to understand that the enemy of that is fear. When we are fearful, we should understand that it's that shield of faith that is our strength against fear. So, tell you a story. One day, Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came to Jesus and asked him to heal his 12-year-old daughter who lay dying. Now, Jesus agreed to come to his house. But as they went, a woman with an issue of blood touched him, and he halted the procedure to deal with her, stopped the whole parade. Remember how long that woman had the issue of blood?
12 years.
12 years, same as the little girl. Two 12-year-old people here. When they finally reached Jairus' home, Jairus heard the most fearful words of his life. Luke 8:49. While he yet spake, there cameth one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." It's too late. Just by that much. If he just hadn't spent the time talking to that woman, healing that woman, Jesus directly confronted his fear and urged him to replace it with faith. Luke 8:50. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." I don't know if you've ever faced that, where you've heard the news and it's fearful, and you confront that by belief. Belief in God, belief in His loving care. So let us make this our watchword in these times, where if you are listening to the right kind of news, you're getting scared every night. It's just terrible things are happening. Fear not, believe only. We'll stitch that on a pillow or something. When the disciples feared death in the terrible storm on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus identified them as having little faith. And he said unto them, "Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. He just says, "Stop that." And it just smoothed out. Waves with all that kinetic energy just went down like that. Amazing. Remember Peter's fear when he walked on the water? When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" You were actually walking on the water. Why did you doubt? But the wind, the waves. Most of all, remember that fear is the devil's tool to drive us from faith. This is that old lion, nearly toothless, that comes walking up, roaring, to scare them all away into the teeth of the young lions that are waiting for them on the other side of the field. He has his job, roaring and being scary. When we run from the fear, we're running right into what the devil wants. When John received his revelation of the last times, God listed the sins that characterize those who receive the eternal lake of fire. First one, Revelation 21:8, but the fearful. They were too afraid to leave their way of life, too afraid to be one of those believers, too afraid to be churchgoers, you see. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And so look around, and while the world is wallowing in the fear of death and trusting in the works of man to prevent it, let us turn our eyes upon Jesus, who has defeated the horrible master of death. Hebrews 2:14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Christ became one of us, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Fear is a kind of bondage, ties you up, keeps you from being free to accomplish everything that God has for you. So, fear is the opposite of faith. We'll take courage from that, right? We'll be faithful.